The small black bear is currently being cared for by longtime Eagle area residents Kate Rourke and Andy Basich, who found the cub under a fish rack at their Yukon River homestead.
It's pretty amazing that the cub would find its way to our place, find the fish rack. Our dogs normally alert us to things like that, but the dogs were not aggressive towards the bear at all.
Basich says there has been no sign of the lone cub's mother, and he's keeping the young bear in a puppy pen.
He's in great shape. He's a probably 15 to 20 pound bear. We're feeding him dried salmon, high quality Inukshuk dog food, nuts and berries. He's not aggressive at all.
Bastet says he's trying to find a wildlife facility to take the cub and is in contact with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Fish and Game spokeswoman Kathy Harms says it's illegal for Bastet to hold the animal, and the agency plans to take possession of the cub.
It's not that Andy isn't a great person or that Andy can't do it. It's that there's a permitting process the state has to go through, and we can't make it legal for Andy to hold that bear.
Harms says Fish and Game will work with Bastet to find a home for the bear, but otherwise it will be put down.
We don't really have another choice but to euthanize it. Bears take space, they take a great deal of care, and they take a licensed, permitted place.
Given that the state has already placed six other black bear cubs at facilities this year, Harms expects finding a home for the eagle cub to be challenging.
Black bears are very difficult to place, and the reason is that they're relatively common. Most other states do have black bears. Number two, they live long in captivity.
Harms says if the bear can't be placed, it could become a research subject at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, after which it would likely be euthanized. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.